Third quarter will begin with the Tigers kicking off to the Red Hawks, leading by 35. The football pairing show comes up Sunday from 6 to 8, starting with 1A North and ending with 6A South. Warsaw is in sectional 2 with Elkhart, Penn, and Carroll. Penn is number 10 this week. Their only loss is to Cathedral. And they beat Mishawaka 28-7. Carroll is in that sectional. They're 5-2. And their losses are to Hamilton Southeastern, who's number 5 this week, and to Fort Wayne Snyder, who is number 2 in 5A. So those aren't slouches. And they were competitive in both of those games. Elkhart 3-4. So the perfect draw really would be to draw Elkhart at Elkhart. And then that gives you a better chance to host the next week. Smythe has the ball. Well, he'll get the ball. He has his tee put down on the X at the 40-yard line on the west side of Foreman Field, which runs east and west. Darkness has taken over. Not really any effects of the lingering misty rain that we have seen from earlier in the afternoon and evening. And Smythe has about a 20-mile-an-hour wind at his back as he kicks off to start the third. And Drew Elliott is back there just inside the goal line. And he waits for it, and he'll drop back into the end zone. It'll be a touchback, first down and 10. And the clock begins to run, because that's what the clock is going to do from here on out.
I'm going to be interested in how many young guys are going to get opportunities, and it looks like a bunch right now.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. A lot. So the clock runs, and it will continue to do so for the rest of the evening. And this is Fry, and he'll hand off to Elliott, and he gets a yard. That is the freshman on the field for the Tigers, Grady Nelson, who made the stop. Second down and 1. Of course, his dad, Zach Nelson, part of those terrific teams from 3 straight conference championships. And he has 2 big scrapping boys, Reed and Grady. Grady plays football. Reed's playing baseball. He was a football player, too. They run a counterplay to Wagner. Running left, he's got some room. He'll be chased to the far side, to the 23, and to the 25, and he goes down. That is a hard tackle made there for the Tigers. And that's Grayson Hall, a senior, getting a chance to play here on a Friday night. It is a gain of 6 yards. It is 3rd down and 4 coming up for Goshen.
Let's do our job and get off the field right here, maybe, huh?
Always interesting to see when other kids get into the game on Friday nights, and they are playing against the number 1 unit for Goshen, right? These are our number 2s going against their number 1s. 3rd down and 4. Play clock down to 2. Fry takes a low snap, runs left, pitches back low. It's picked up at the 23. Spinning forward for a first down, Drew Elliott, and more across the 25-yard line, or 35-yard line, out to the 36.
You're not going to arm tackle him, Roger. There's just no way. He's too strong for that. These kids are going to realize that and use their feet.
10-yard gain, first down for the Red Hawks. They're 6th of the contest. Again, the Tigers didn't do a bad job of being in position. So we start to see some light rain falling once again. From the Goshen 36, Fry, reverse pivot, pitches back to Drew Elliott. He'll turn upfield on the near side, gets across the 40. So going all the way to the 44-yard line. They're going to give him the 45. That's a gain of 9 yards on a first down carry for Elliott.
I felt our corner did a nice job of fighting a nice hold by the wide receiver, but that's why he gets paid $1 million, to make that block.
Second down and a yard from the Goshen 45. 8:40 left to play, third quarter. Tigers up 35-0 at Goshen. Wagner on the handoff, running left, first down at midfield, and he'll get to the 49-yard line. That'll be a 6-yard gain and another first down for the Redhawks, their second of this opening drive of the third quarter.
I'd like to see somebody in a white and orange jersey make a big play right here to put a negative, put them behind the chains a little bit.
Try to get you as many names of kids out there as we can. Carson Krebs in on defense for the Tigers. He started the year as an offensive lineman. They've moved him over to defense. Oh, Fry bobbled the snap. He's going to pick it up, and he's going to be thrown for a loss. Blow the play dead, please. There you go. Habegger was in there. Nelson was back there. Also, you had Fletcher Pohl, which is Eric's little brother. And it's a loss of 4 back to the Goshen 47. 7:30 left to play. Third quarter, Warsaw leads Goshen 35-0. Looking for their 7th win in 8 games and putting them in a position to play Northridge at home next week for a share of the conference championship. That will be quite the night. It's pink out night. That'll be a lot of emotions running wild in that game. They're going to pitch it back to Elliott. Drew trying to turn the corner, turns upfield at the 50, runs into 2 Tiger defenders, and dragging people across the 45 and all the way inside the 40-yard line. He got the first down. I believe if they're going to mark the ball at the 39-yard line, which I think is fair, it's a gain of 14 for Elliott and a first down. Well, that's a powerful run right there.
Yeah, you got to have a corner that'll come up and squeeze the play, Roger. Outside in, the sideline is your friend, but you got to be aggressive about it. You can't take a block. You got to go squeeze it right now.
6:25 left to go in the third. Warsaw 35, Goshen nothing. Fry takes a snap, hands off Elliott, got hit behind the line of scrimmage, got away from one man, got away from two, but can't the third. That was Alex Vallejo on the stop for Warsaw. And officially, it is a gain of 1, second down and 9, as we pass the midpoint of quarter number 3. Again, we're under a running clock. Only injuries, timeouts, and the end of the third quarter can stop things. 2 wide outs right, 1 to the left. 2 backs in the backfield with Elliott Fry. And hands off to Drew Elliott. He'll try the middle, and he'll be rustled around by 2 Tigers. He gets across the 35, gets to the 33-yard line, gain of 5 more yards. Elliott, a big, strong kid, 6'1", 180. And you've got some Tiger defenders out there who are trying to wrestle him to the ground by the shoulders. Good luck with that, boys. Varsity players have a hard enough time doing that. If you're playing on Saturdays, that's not the kind of cat you run up against at 10 o'clock at Fisher Field or other places.
That's right. You got to use your feet and finish tackles.
Third down and 4 coming up for the Redhawks. Counter play. Elliott bounced off his own man inside the 30, inside the 25, and he's down to the 23-yard line. Actually, mark him at the 24. That's a gain of 9 yards. First down, Redhawks, as they continue to march the ball down the field against the Tigers' backup backup defensive unit.
Arm tackles just aren't going to work against a back like Goshen Scott.
Nope.
It's just not going to fly.
Goshen won last week at Plymouth on a last-second field goal, 24-21. Going into the wind here on a breezy, cold Friday night in the land of Goshen. Fry hands off for Drew Elliott, and he'll dive across the 20-yard line, pick up 4 more yards, almost 5. Second down and 6 coming up for the Redhawks. 4 minutes left to play in the third. Tigers took a 35-0 lead into the halftime locker room, and at the moment, they still hold that lead. But The Red Hawks have put together a drive against Warsaw's backups, and they are at the border of the red zone. Play clock at 15. Red Hawks break the huddle, working toward the west end of Foreman Field. Fry with Elliott to his right, hands off. Nelson gets his paws on him, and it will take four guys to get Elliott to the ground. They blow the play dead at the 18-yard line. It's a gain of two. Sets up third down and three for Goshen.
I think these young guys are going to quickly learn that, they've got to be really aggressive. I mean, under control, but you got to be aggressive when you're tackling a back from any school on a Friday night.
Third down and three coming up for the Red Hawks. They need to get the ball to the 15 to get a first down. Fry fakes the handoff. Pitches back to, the pitch is bad. Elliott's going to go back and pick it up. He's going to reverse his field, try to get away from the Tiger defense, and he cannot. He cannot. Thrown for a loss back at about the 28-yard line. Again, that's Grayson Hall on the stop for the Tigers. And it will be fourth down after the loss of, is there a flag down?
Yes.
Okay. There is. Back at the 28-yard line. It was thrown on the far side. And it's going to be against the Tigers. Face mask penalty, a 5-yard face mask penalty. And that means it's a first down. Oh, tough break. That's three penalties for Warsaw, and all three have resulted in Goshen first downs. 1:45, clock still running, third quarter. Tigers 35, Goshen nothing. Red Hawks with their best chance to score the game. They have first and 10 for the Tiger 12. Ball in the far hash mark. The white side of the field is right. Fry takes the handoff. Or takes the snap, hands off. Elliott gets inside the 10, marking down at the 6. 6 yards for Drew. He's having a pretty good drive. He's got 16 carries for 66 yards. A lot of that has come in the second half.
I think we can assume that they're going to continue to feed their best running back. Let's make a concerted effort to shut him down. Or not shut him down, but at least control him.
Under a minute to go in the quarter. Fry pitches back. Elliott trying to turn the corner, cuts up at the 5, dives toward the goal line, and he's there. Touchdown. Touchdown, Red Hawks. 41 seconds to go in the quarters when he crossed the line. And Goshen breaks onto the board. It's 35-6. Clock continues to run. And now you have Moonsithra to kick the extra point for Goshen. And the snap and the spot and the kick is good. The kick is good, and that does it for the third quarter. Goshen is the only team to have the ball in the third. They go down and score. And as we start the fourth, it's Warsaw 35, Goshen 7, back after this on News Now Warsaw.